A Marlborough Sounds watchdog group wants an alternative route to Tory Channel in place before the arrival of new larger passenger ferries in 2024. The narrow rocky gap which ferries ply daily is considered one of New Zealand's most tricky to navigate. Guardians of the Sounds want it closed to all commercial shipping and large fishing boats. Tracy Neal reports.
A local Old Salt and Guardian spokesperson, Peter Beach, says luck has so far prevented a major disaster in the often treacherous Tory Channel entrance.
We've been worried for many years about the risk factor of using Tory Channel for shipping because it's basically a shortcut and they've got away with it up until now.
Tory Channel property owner Claire Pinder says there's no margin for error for ships going through the channel entrance.
There's been a number of quite serious near misses at the entrance to Tory Channel. It's a very, very dangerous piece of water and I think it's an accident waiting to happen.
Guardians of the Sounds has now drafted a new risk management policy for Tautaranui Queen Charlotte Sound. It calls for the Marlborough Harbour Master, District Council and Maritime New Zealand to close the shipping route through Tory Channel and use the alternative northern entrance out of Queen Charlotte Sound. Mr Beach says the catalyst has been Kiwi Rail's plans to replace the current fleet of three ferries with two new large rail-enabled ferries from 2024.
What has spurred us to reevaluate this is the prospect of these two new ferries that Kiwi Rail have ordered, and they're going to be the size of cruise ships. They're going to be 50,000 gross tonnes. These are huge ships.
He says a shipwreck in Tory Channel would be catastrophic for passengers and devastating for the environment.
The risk to the ecology would be immense. It's a narrow channel, so, you know, all of the beaches on either side would be covered in diesel and oil.
In 2016, the Azamara Quest cruise ship carrying 1,100 people hit a rock near the entrance on its first voyage into Picton. Damage was minor, but it prompted a review of the Marlborough District Council and Port Marlborough's harbour risk assessment and called for urgent improvement to ship pilots' training. The harbour master, Luke Grogan, says it also forced cruise ships to take a new route in and out of the Sounds.
We haven't had cruise ships through Tory Channel for a number of years, and all shipping essentially has gone through the northern entrance, or Tautaranui, with the exception of the Cook Strait ferries.
Mr Grogan says log ships also use the northern entrance to Queen Charlotte Sound, escorted as required by a harbour pilot. While it's considered generally safer, adding ferries to the mix could create more conflict with increased traffic.
There's some issues there. There's also coastal wave patterns up in that area and some rocks and coastline that also requires some navigational expertise.
Mr Grogan says there's no such thing as an unsinkable ship and the risk assessment for larger ferries in Marlborough waterways will be robust.
How are we going to control this? How are we going to mitigate this? What needs to be done to address these concerns that have been raised through the risk assessment processes, both that have been completed and are ongoing?
Maritime New Zealand says it's committed to working with all groups to ensure any potential risks are managed. For Morning Report, Tracy Neal.